Okay, cool. So why don't I come to your house and have a chat about it? She suggested. We can have a look at your wardrobe and we'll take things from there. Yep, no sweat, I said. I'll swap shifts with someone and I'll get the day off. I was working at Luton Airport at the time. I was selling perfumes and duty-free. Calvin Klein 1 week, Dior the next. I'd been there a couple of years and I loved it. Well, that was never going to be a career. It was really easy and straightforward and I had loads of pals. I loved being with my girls. The researcher came down on my day off. She seemed quite posh, like much of the telly crowd, to be honest. As I was showing her through my things, she said, I can't believe you've got so much stuff. I explained that I didn't really have any outgoings, so all my earnings went on shopping and holidays. I didn't have any responsibilities. I was a baby. She started firing questions at me. Now that I understand how telly works, I imagine she was rubbing her hands in glee at my answers, because every time I opened my mouth, a soundbite popped out, unawares. For instance, I had a pair of leather Dior gloves that I obviously didn't need. I bought them in Selfridges. How much were the gloves? She asked. They were like 200 quid, I said. Oh my God, that's like £20 a finger. I cringe now, but that was my world. The expression on her face said, I've just found a contributor. When she left, she told me not to get my hopes up because there were thousands of people left to see. Realistically, you probably won't be selected. Thank you for your time, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't listening though. I'm going to India, I thought. There's just no way they're not going to take me. My mother gave me a lot of self-confidence as I was growing up. She went that extra mile to fuss me and tell me how brilliant and capable I was. You can achieve anything, she'd say, and I believed her. She was fiercely loving and loyal. Eventually, I got a phone call saying, you're down to the last few, but the channel have asked me to explain to you that this really is going to be quite tricky. Be very immersive and as real and close to the workers' lives as possible. So you'll be spending a month in sweatshops and you'll have to sleep under the sewing machines. You might see things that are quite upsetting. How do you feel about that? Yeah, no problem. I can handle it, I said. I had no idea. They invited me along to the production company to speak to the executive producer. Walking into the office was like entering a new world, a different life. The producer had his feet on the table and was on his BlackBerry throughout the meeting. There were five other people in the room asking things like, why do you think you'd be good for this? They put me through the mill. I got a phone call a few days later saying, we'd love you to come to India. How do you feel about that? My heart leapt, really delighted. Next thing I knew, I was on my way to Heathrow with my bags. I didn't have a privileged upbringing, but I was very fortunate compared to a lot of people. I was brought up in Luton, and for a long time, it was just me and my mother. My father is dead now, but he was never really on the scene. My mum sort of knew that that was going to be the case, so I didn't take his name. That's why I'm Stacey Dooley. Dooley is my mother's name. My father had his demons and our relationship was difficult and fractured. But I don't ever think, poor me. I just feel blessed that I had my mother. She's such a great mum. She went above and beyond to make up for the fact I didn't have two parents. I was very lucky. My mum is so badass, so rad. She's so, so lovely. Growing up, I never went without. And the reason I didn't was because for a long time, she had nothing nice. She sheltered me from a lot of what was going on. And it's only now that I'm an adult that I recognise what she did for me and how ridiculous her finances must have been. She was working really shitty jobs, doing really shitty hours for shitty money, but she did it because she was my mum. I will always be eternally grateful for that. And perhaps I don't tell her enough. We lived in a really crap flat for a long time. We only got out of there when my mum took a photo of me in my nappy holding a mouse that I'd found and sent it to the council. And then we were lucky enough to get a council house. Eventually, she met a man, my stepfather Norman, and they had a child, my sister. He's been a beautiful father to her and a great influence on me, and so it's all worked out, but it was hard for us. It was not okay for a long time. So I'm not from a kind of perfect 2.4 children family setup in any way, but I'm also not someone who feels hard done by. I think that's why I never tried.